in a pink tutu. Capello, bring that in a full fighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos.
No! Oh, no! Oh! My God! Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God! God bless those tears up. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight, Overnight Weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-stars. We'll talk about Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez, and of course, Zach Stack Young. We've got open phone lines. If you'd like to join us, you can. I give you permission. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Lots of things to talk about tonight. Of course, the Major League Baseball trade deadline right around the corner. Monday, of course, that means Sunday at midnight. Bottom line is, who's going to be traded in the last 24 hours? Who's going to know? Bottom line is, we're here to talk sports, of course, NFL, some golf, some combat sports, boxing, a bit of an upset in boxing tonight. Of course, the USC off and rocking and rolling, USC 201. Who cares? Who cares? Nobody really cares. I think it's the lowest pay-per-view buy in a long, long time. The bottom line is the UFC, although it was sold for $4,000 million this past couple of weeks ago, they're not worth it. Overrated. Bottom line is overpriced. They got burned. We'll talk about the buyers. Walking away, making money. Dana White and company. You tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from San Francisco, the left coast, the west coast.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah,
too bad.
I saw the dude last week, Frankie Valli. I kid you not, 82, and he never missed a note for like 2 hours. He's going to play September the 1st at the Mountain Winery, I think, in Saratoga, California. But 82 years old, and he rocked for an hour and a half. Way to go. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Of course, the Rockies on top, winning 7-2 over the Mets. The Yankees came up short against the Rays, 6-3. The Orioles, whoa. The Blue Jays scored 9. The Orioles came up with a single run. The Orioles not doing too well in the offensive department. The Mariners prevailed over the Cubs at Fenway, 4-1. The Nationals and the Giants, a clash of two of the best teams in all of baseball. The Nationals 61-43, the Giants 60-44. The Giants winning 5-3 after nine innings. The Phillies and Braves go at it. The Phillies walk away with a 9-5 win. The Athletics came up short against the Indians in Cleveland, 6-3. The Astros keep coming up short. The Tigers beat them today, 5-2. The Astros just can't seem to get it together. The Cardinals, of course, come up way, 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 way short to the Marlins, 11-0. The Pirates, 5-3 losers to the Brewers. The White Sox, 6-5 over the Twins. The Royals came up short by a run, 2-1 over the Rangers at Texas. And the Reds fell to the Padres in San Diego. The Red Sox were losers, 5-2 to the Angels. And the final game on the scoreboard is the Diamondbacks, a 4-2 winner. Take it back. The Diamondbacks are leading the Dodgers 4-2 in the ninth inning. Now, to check on some of the sports headlines I've been looking at this week, of course, the Marlins. Talk about the jinx, folks. The Marlins, of course, are right in the middle of this National League wild card race, and they're hoping to improve their status. So this week, they got a couple of pitchers from the San Diego Chargers. Of course, the guy with the beard. Talk about the Padres. The white Muslim. Talk about Andrew Cashner, of course, and Colin Ray. Well, Colin Ray started on Saturday, pitched three innings, and guess what? After three innings, he took himself out. He might need Tommy John surgery. Wow, talk about a jinx. Yeah, that's what's happening. Talk about a setup, or was it? Somebody needs to go to jail here, either the complainant or the guy that supposedly did it. I'm talking about Dallas Cowboys running back, the rookie. I'm talking about Ezekiel Elliott, of course, the Ohio State number one pick. I think he was pick number three in the entire draft. But Jerry Jones and company put a lot of money in him, but his ex-girlfriend, his fiance allegedly, at one time his fiance, posted pictures of these injuries. She said that were inflicted by the former Ohio State running back, and just she looked all beaten up. I mean, she looked beaten bad. But the Cowboys are saying it's a setup, and the cops are sort of leaning to the fact it's a setup. So if it's a setup, when's the last time when these broads have pulled one of these false allegations moves ever went to jail? How come they never get booked? How come they can pull this kind of crap and never get booked? How come? I'm a cop. I know. I was a cop. I know. It happens all the time. Chicks get away with it. Why? I don't know. Talk about getting away with it. Brock Lesnar, testing positive for steroids. Of course, that's a violation of the WWE wellness policy. Because, you know, after the Chris Benoit thing, you know, after he went and murdered his wife and his kid, choked out his kid, put the camel clutch on his kid or something like that in bed. But he killed his kid, he killed his wife, he killed himself. You know, a lot of steroids, a lot of steroids. I mean, that's why the wellness policy was put in place, because Benoit went on this murderous rant and tore everybody and killed his entire family back in 2000. Anyway, Brock Lesnar testing positive for the same drugs that John Jones tested positive for, an estrogen blocker, which you use to come off when you're coming off a cycle of steroids, and is also used to prevent witch tits with a B. Get it? When you do steroids, your chest tends to, certain steroids, your chest gets a little big, and these estrogen blockers, of course, they reduce the size of your breasts. They call them witch tits. They're very big in the world of professional wrestling. Anyway, the bottom line is, Brock Lesnar will not face any fines or punishment from the WWE. As far as the UFC is concerned and the U.S. Anti-Doping Association, I believe they will suspend him for 2 years. Hey, always a cheat. That's right. You know it. He's 300 pounds. He's 39 years old. He looks like that. He's not taking something. Give me a break, okay? Hey, wow, but this. How about my man from Lambeau Field, Mr. Brett Favre? Said he was taking 15 Vikings at a time. Wow. Sometimes 30 in a day. Wow. Taking a month's worth. and they were giving him 90 for a month, right? He'd take 90 of them like 3 or 4 days. Holy cow, man. Him and Rush Limbaugh, those guys should be like the ex-Vicodin champs. Holy cow. I mean, you got to be kidding. Speaking of Limbaugh, not actually Limbaugh, how about Ann Coulter this week? The twit that she is, of course, the conservative talk show host or talk show, whatever you want to call her, the monster, okay, the little blonde-haired monster, of course, came on the TV, clearly illustrated what an asshole really is when she totally just tore apart the family of Captain Khan. Captain Humin Khan, of course, he was killed in 2004 in Iraq when he jumped on a bomb and he saved a bunch of American lives. He was a captain in the U.S. Army. The bottom line, he was a captain. He was a Muslim as well. But Ann Coulter told him nothing like an angry Muslim, you know, on television. Well, the guy who was talking on TV, his father was pleading for his kid's life and this kind of stuff. Anyway, very, very sad. And to me, it was very the low point, without a doubt, of the as far as politics is concerned, the last couple of weeks here in the United States. The bottom line is, it shouldn't have happened that way. No way, no how. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. Let me bring in my all-stars, Zach Attack, Young Corson, and Dominic Cadwalader-Jimenez. Straight up, Cadwalader, how's life treating you, sir?
As always, life is treating me fantastically and probably better than you guys.
Yeah, okay. Zach, how's life in the backseat of the Fiero?
Not bad. I killed that rat that's been bothering me for the last few weeks, so that's always a good thing.
When I hear him, was munching on something last week? Hear him munching in the background because your mic's real sensitive. I heard him munching on something.
Oh, I know. I mean, he's always like eating the food that I leave laying around. You know, it's really irritating, but it's over now.
Okay, we've got the draft deadline. I mean, trade deadline coming up Monday night. Of course, I take that back. It's Sunday night at midnight. Correct, Dominic?
No, it'll be Monday afternoon, August 1st at, I believe, 1 p.m. Pacific time. Normally, it's July 31st, but since the 31st falls on a Sunday this year, they extended it one day.
Okay, so what's going to be the – who is the hottest guy out there that anybody can get right now? And the Giants evidently did something this week as far as traded off one of their prospects. You told me that they're not into trading prospects. They wouldn't get rid of that prospect to go after the stopper. The closer from the New York Yankees, and yet they dealt away a prospect this week, didn't they?
They did trade Alberto Mejia, although he's not one of their top guys. He's one of their better prospects, but I think he's outside of their top five in the organization. So they did trade him. They get Eduardo Nunez from the Twins. He's hitting. He comes into the Giants. He's hitting .296. 12 home runs, 20 doubles, and 29 stolen bases. He's an infielder. He can play third, short, second. And with the way that this infield for the Giants is so beat up, Eduardo Nunez was a fantastic get. And Denard Span has really struggled in the leadoff spot, hasn't quite brought the on-base percentage you like out of a leadoff hitter. Now he's banged up, injured his quad on Friday night. And Eduardo Nunez out of the leadoff spot delivered two hits today on Saturday. Two hits, a double, two RBIs, and a stolen base. So already it looks like the pickup of Eduardo Nunez was a great move by Brian Sabian.
Okay, but the bottom line is he's not that great defensively, is he?
No, he's not. That's definitely the knock on him. But I think if he does play a lot of third base, the one good thing is he does have Brandon Crawford to his left. Brandon Crawford, probably the best defensive shortstop in MLB right now. And if Nunez fills in for Joe Panik at second, he's got Brandon Belt, who is a gold glove caliber first baseman. So the Giants are able to kind of mask his deficiencies in the field by having guys like Crawford and Belt nearby to kind of have cut down on worrying about how far he has to go to make a play.
Zach, from a Los Angeles Dodger point of view, how do you watch the progress of the Giants here? I mean, you're with the Dodgers. What are you thinking?
I mean, lately, the Giants have been kind of struggling. I think we're only one game back on you guys, unless it changed today. So, I mean, I don't know. I still kind of think you guys might get the division this year, but it doesn't seem to matter. I mean, we won the division the last 3 years, and that didn't matter too much. So it's all going to come down to what happens in the playoffs, of course.
What's going to come down to is Clayton Kershaw coming back. Zach, is he?
You know, that's tough. Like right now, I kind of think that he'll come back. I don't know if that's the best thing, though. I think maybe he should just sit out and let himself properly heal because he tried to come back too soon, and that's why he's on the DL now.
Dominic, is this because we put too much work on his shoulders?
Yeah, that's because he has to carry the entire Dodgers organization for the first few months. However, I will say, you know, as a pitcher, so much of that ability is from your core. And when you've got a back injury, it just cripples you. And Kershaw definitely needs to rest up if the Dodgers do want to make that push down the stretch.
We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Talking is All Stars for the next 2 hours here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Join us if you dare. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Today in baseball history, get this, 1874, the first time baseball teams played outside the continental USA. Of course, Boston and Philadelphia played in the British Isles. We're talking Major League Baseball, of course. Looking at these standings right now, the Blue Jays are on top of the Eastern Division of the American League, of course, with a 59-45 record. Coming in second is the Baltimore Orioles at 58-45. The Central Division leaders are the Indians at 59-42. The Tigers come up second, 56-48. The Rangers lead the Western Division with a pretty good record of 61-44. And the Astros come in second, both Texas teams there, 55-48. Eastern Division of the National League, of course, the Nationals, as we mentioned earlier, one of the best teams in baseball, no doubt about that, 61-43. The Marlins come in second in the National League East. They are 56-48. The Cubs lead the Central. Wow, the Cubs, 62-41. Pretty damn good record for those Chicago Cubs. Why can't they ever win at the end? Anyway, the bottom line is the Cardinals are in second, 56-48. And, of course, the Giants lead the West out here, 60-44. And the Dodgers are in second place, 58-45. Now, we're talking the trade deadline, of course, is coming up on Monday at 4 o'clock. I always thought it was like 12 o'clock midnight or something. Anyway, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if you didn't know, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that Eastern time, Cadwallader?
Yeah, 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific.
Okay, good enough. So where are the Giants going to get a stopper? Can the Giants get a stopper? Do they need a stopper? I mean, since we last talked, has the Giants situation changed any, Cadwallader?
I don't think that the bullpen situation has changed. Obviously, you would like to get another reliever, but what has seemingly transpired on the trade market is that there is a high demand for closers and not a lot of closers to go around. The top two guys are gone. Aroldis Chapman traded to the Cubs. They gave up one of their top five prospects in shortstop Gleyber Torres. And the Pirates on Saturday traded Mark Melancon to the Nationals for a package of Felipe Rivero, who's a reliever, and a couple prospects. So that really only leaves guys like Andrew Miller, Wade Davis. Those are probably the two best closing options, but the asking price for both guys is borderline astronomical. And then you go to the lower tier of guys, and I think this is where the Giants might go. They might go after a guy like Houston Street with the Angels, who's having a down year but has a proven track record of being a successful MLB closer. Or they might look at the Brewers, who I think match up with the Giants in multiple spots. They could go and get a reliever like Jeremy Jeffress, who's their closer. He's been very good, only blown one save this year. Or they can go and get the lefty, Will Smith, who's the setup guy for them. Or they could maybe even get Ryan Braun to help fortify left field a little bit. So I think the Brewers are probably the best trade candidate for the Giants. The Brewers are 15.5 behind the Cubs. They're not making the playoffs anytime soon. They're in full rebuild mode. Reportedly agreed to trade their all-star catcher, Jonathan LaCroix, to the Indians. So the fire sale in Milwaukee is happening. I think the Giants match up very well with them. I would not be surprised to see any combination, really, of Braun, Smith, and Jeffress in a Giants uniform come next week.
Hey, Zach, back to Kershaw. What if we rested Kershaw until the playoffs? In other words, we just rested him until the playoffs, maybe a couple of days before we put him back on the active roster and this kind of stuff. In other words, rest him for the entire regular season, because in all likelihood, the Dodgers are probably going to make the playoffs as a wild card team if they don't take the division, correct?
Correct. That's not a bad theory. I'd kind of like to see Kershaw at least get a start to shake some rest off before the playoffs. But I can't really fault them for if they want to rest him until the playoffs, because he needs to be at his best. He's the most important player on the team. I mean,
he's the team.
Yeah, he is the team. I mean, the hitting isn't consistent enough. You got to give it to Kershaw, and they're holding up pretty well with these starting pitchers they have. Kenta Maeda has been very good, better than people expected. But it's just not quite enough. I'd kind of like to see them go after Chris Sale. I mean, he won't be cutting up any Dodgers jerseys because they don't have any throwbacks.
Hey, listen, what's the big deal with that? I mean, he cut up the jersey. So what? He was pissed off. He cut up the jersey. You don't suspend the guy. Now, Dominic would suspend him, probably take away his check forever and, like, send him home on food stamps or something like that. But, I mean, I said, look, what are you doing? Stop being a turd. You give him another uniform. Big deal.
Yeah, I kind of take his side a little more than theirs. I mean, he didn't need to cut up all the other players' jerseys, but, you know, guys on his team were not fans of the jerseys. And if you look at them, they look kind of ridiculous. I've never seen baseball jerseys with collars on them.
But, Zach, isn't that just like you and me, though, pushing the envelope? I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to push it.
Yeah, I mean, it's no fun if you don't push the envelope, right?
Exactly. And all of his buddies, now Cadwallader's probably not going to be on board with this, but the bottom line is Cadwallader, a good number of his teammates wanted him to do what he did in cutting up the uniform. So he sort of took he fell on the sword for his boys.
Yeah, Chris Sale has a track record of voicing his opinion. When Adam LaRoche when he just abruptly retired over his clubhouse issues with the White Sox over allowing his son in the locker room during spring training. What happened the next day after the retirement? Chris Sale had an Adam LaRose jersey hanging in his locker. So this is not the first time Chris Sale has butted heads with the White Sox. I think that there was a better way for him to handle the situation than to cut up all the jerseys, but I understand how he wanted to give his best performance-wise, and he understands the marketing of baseball and how a team busting out a throwback jersey means more sales for the fans at the game and watching on TV get to have a little more fun watching different uniforms. But if he's uncomfortable, you kind of have, and it's not just he's a pitcher or a player. He's a star pitcher, probably one of the top 5-10 pitchers in all of baseball. He's the best player on the White Sox. If he's uncomfortable, you think you'd have to kind of work with him a little bit more than just saying no to make sure he is comfortable on the mound. And the issue that it came out, I don't know 100% of the story there, but he didn't want the regular jerseys. He was fine with a different throwback. He was just unhappy with the certain year of the throwback they were going to wear. Like Zach said, it had a collar. It's just ridiculous. He was fine wearing a different one. He just wanted to be comfortable on the mound. I don't blame him, but I also don't blame the White Sox for suspending him for a start.
Zach, I'll ask you this. Is he emotionally stable?
I think he's emotionally stable because from what I read, he asked a few times, you know. It wasn't just like he asked once and then flipped out. You know, he said he talked to them, consulted with the management, you know, like when my start comes up, I don't want to be wearing these jerseys. They're not comfortable for me. And, you know, on the day of the thing, they said, you know, they had the jersey sitting out there and he wasn't happy about that because they had assured him that they weren't going to have it. And then he even talked to them that day and, you know, they kind of just deflected the issue and he talked to a couple people. And then after about the third person he talked to, that's when he snapped and started cutting up the jerseys.
I dug it. I was with him. I said, oh, you don't want to wear it, don't have to wear it. The bottom line is he pissed off a lot of people as far as the brass was concerned. Hey, get this. In 1990, on this day in 1990, July 30th, 1990, George Steinbrenner is forced to resign from baseball by Commissioner Fay Vincent. Now, you guys aren't old enough to remember that, but that was a day that nobody that was alive. It was sort of like where Kennedy was, where you were when Kennedy got killed or when 9/11 went down or something like that. Steinbrenner getting thrown out of baseball was a big thing, Cadwallader.
Oh, I completely agree with you. George Steinbrenner was the owner, the guy. He was baseball's equivalent of Jerry Jones. By all means, he was going to go out and win. And to have him suspended from baseball, he did come back, which was good for the sport, good for the Yankees organization. They won like 4 or 5 titles from 1996 on. But yeah, for him to have been suspended by Fay Vincent there, I understand how that was one of those things where you remember where you were.
Do either of you guys know about the Yankees baseball, their TV deal they got? They've got a special TV deal from the rest of the league where they have their own TV. They sell their own TV. Do you guys know about that?
Yeah, the Yankees have the Yankees Entertainment, the YES Network, the Yankees channel. Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah, I mean, whoa. I mean, they're pulling in a lot of money back there. You would think that they've had some money to invest in like going out and getting free agents and trying to sign guys around trading deadlines, things like that. And the Yankees just seem to be floundering, man. It's sort of like stuck in this Alex Rodriguez era where, you know, Alex Rodriguez, he ain't happening no more. And that those days have come and they're gone. So what are they going to do as far as the future is concerned? I mean, the young Steinbrenners, I mean, their father's got to be rolling over in his grave 4 or 5 times because these guys are inept. They can't get away. They cannot field the winner, Zach.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that. And with the TV deals, I mean, those just bring in so much revenue. You know, the Dodgers have their own like Sportsnet LA channel, and that's really brought a lot of money in for the Dodgers. So I could only imagine the Yankees with the YES Network, they must be bringing in, you know, who even knows, like billions of dollars on that.
I'll tell you something about networks in Southern California. It used to be the Z Channel Network back in the day before Zach was born, probably. We're in the 80s, late 1980s. Myself and Tony Hernandez, the voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers, were the voice of the Z Channel Boxing. You ever hear of Tony Hernandez, Zach?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, you know, he's a pretty cool guy. We work hand-in-hand with him. I remember we're working one fight together, and we're watching we're taking a fight in which a guy that had beaten me pretty bad in Las Vegas, and I was saying, you got to watch out for this guy's right hook. I said, it's a killer. He goes, yeah, really? Bam! Ernie Chavez knocked this out with one punch, and Hernandez says to me, that's pretty telling pop there, Pedro. Yeah, Hernandez and Fernandez doing the TV for the Z Channel back in the day. And they were writing about us in the paper down there, and then Tony went off to the Dodgers, and I came to Sports Byline. Something wrong there? Think about it. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. All across America, we have open phone lines, and I dare you to call. Because if you do, you will be treated with the utmost respect unless you're a dummy. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline, live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the man, Pedro Fernandez. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Conversation.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Kind of like kiss my butt.
No one knows her name. She's just a mystery. I have seen her maybe once or twice. One thing I can say is, ooh, she's very nice. She's a lady.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Former WBO 126-pound champion Mikey Garcia back in the ring after 2.5-year layoff, now 35-0, 27 KOs, crushed former champion Elio Rojas, of course, coming in at 24-2, leaving 24-3. And real quick, man, like five round TKO, the kid's back. I'm talking about the kid from Oxnard, California, Mikey Garcia. Of course, a 2.5-year layoff, and he's only like 27, 28 years old. Yes, it won't hurt him as far as his career is concerned, as far as time is concerned. But, you know, maybe he missed a couple of good paydays. You know, I mean, 2.5 years is a long time to be off. But he's back. He's rocking. He's rolling, of course. His middle name is Litigation. That's why he was off for as long as he was. The semi-main event, a kid from the hometown. I'm talking about Paul Malinowski, who was a winner tonight, a 10-round decision. Former IBF, I think, 140-pound champion. Paulie Malinowski, now 35-7. Once the United States Golden Glove champion back like in 1992, somewhere. I think it was 1990, somewhere around there, a long, long time ago. 35-7, 7 KOs, can't punch. He outpointed another guy that can't punch from across the city, a Battle of Brooklyn. Gabriel Pacero came in at 24-2 with 6 KOs. The bottom line is neither guy can punch. And Malinowski won 96-94, 98-92. And 98-92. Now, as far as boxing was concerned, of course, we're talking about the big fights, the Santa Cruz fight. Emilio Santa Cruz, the guy came in at 30-0. He was supposed to be like the stud premier boxing champions. We're building him up. It's like the next era, like the next Wilfredo Gomez. You know who Wilfredo Gomez was? He was like the best Puerto Rican fighter pound for pound in the world. But, I mean, he's an amazing fighter. He was a puncher. He came to fight. But, you know, Frampton, although not the knockout artist, Santa Cruz, not the knockout artist that that Gomez was. Gomez, I think, was 34-0 with 34 knockouts at one point in time. But 32-1-1, 18 wax, came up short on the scorecards to the kid from the UK. I'm talking about Frampton. No, not Peter Frampton. Carl Frampton. Carl Frampton came alive tonight. That's right. In the Barclays Center on Showtime from New York City, folks. The bottom line is, at the end of 12 rounds, the scores are 117-111, 116-112. That's a long, long one. 116-112 is 8-4 in rounds. 117-111, that's 9-3 in rounds. Okay, so what I'm trying to tell you is one judge gave this guy 3 rounds, another judge gave him 4 rounds, but another judge called it even. Another judge called it even for Santa Cruz. So I don't know how that happened, but the bottom line is 114-114 was a crime. But in the end, you know, like Mark Ratton used to tell me when he ran the Nevada City Athletic Commission, Pedro, who cares about that bad score as long as the right guy won? Well, I care about the bad score. Speaking of bad scores, didn't go to the scorecards at USC 201. The welterweight championship changed hands. Zach Attack, take it away.
Oh, yes, it certainly did. It changed hands real quick. I mean, Tyron Woodley, he knocked out Robbie Lawler in the first round. You know, he just dispatched him. He landed his famous right hand that put Josh Koscheck away, landed some follow-up punches, and that was all she wrote. A bit of an upset there. I thought that Woodley had a chance, and I think Robbie Lawler trusted his chin a little too much. But at the end of the day, I mean, you definitely got to give the props to Woodley. He knocked out Robbie Lawler in 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
Okay, but the bottom line is at the end of the night, I wouldn't have paid $60 for that, would you?
No, it's not a good
I mean, this was the UFC on pay-per-view, though. Don't they have any – I mean, can't they realize that once in a while maybe they don't have a pay-per-view worthy card and this was one of them?
This was definitely a card that you'd want to put on free TV. And to be fair, I mean, the main event ending in an upset knockout, I think that's a good result. A lot of people were big Lawler fans and they're disappointed. I like when titles change hands and when there's upsets. I think it's more exciting for the sport. But this definitely was not pay-per-view worthy, and I can't see it selling that well.
This is another one of those pay-per-views where you and I used to joke where more people stole it than paid for it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, look at your co-main event, Carolina Kowalkiewicz.
Yeah, you having problems. Yeah, are you having problems with those names as well? I'll get it for you. How about this one? We call her Double K. All right? Yeah, we'll just call her Double K. Carolina Kowalkiewicz. And I'll just put it, Kowalkiewicz. Anyway, she took out Rose Namajunas. That was a split decision over 3 rounds. Those are the chicks fight. Of course, the chicks, were they entertaining?
That fight wasn't too bad, but I mean, I don't think it was pay-per-view co-headliner worthy.
They're not. Those aren't. I can't think of anybody outside of the title being on the line being pay-per-view worthy at all.
Definitely. I mean, and definitely not those girls where they're kind of like mid-tier division fighters, you know? I know there were a lot of injuries that kind of destroyed this card, as with any UFC card. Jake Ellenberger was a winner. He picked up his first win in a while. He got a TKO over Matt Brown. This is the first time Matt Brown's been stopped, and he knocked him out with a kick to the body in a minute and 46 seconds.
Wow. Speaking of a kick to the body, before we go back to this card, do you think that Anderson Silva failed to smell the blood in the water that night with Daniel Cormier when he kicked him on the side like that? I mean, I could see it through. I smelled the blood through the TV set.
Oh, yeah, you and I mean, we saw that. I think that he smelled the blood, but I think there wasn't a lot of time left in the fight. I think he did what he could, but he should have thrown something like that earlier because I think that was open the entire time with that belly that Cormier has.
Okay, outside of Jorge Vasvidal and Ross Pearson. I don't know any of the rest of the people on this UFC 201 card. So you're trying to tell me that if I'm a UFC fan, I should spend $60 for this? I mean, the UFC, they should have some. There should be some. How can I put this? They've got chutzpah. Do you know what chutzpah is?
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys have got chutzpah. To put this kind of crap on pay-per-view, Cadwallader, you put this on pay-per-view in a minute. I know that. But this takes chutzpah. This is not a pay-per-view event. Of course, we've got UFC 202 coming up. That is a pay-per-view event, no doubt about it. The Stockton Slapper will be in the house to talk about Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz, our big hero around here, of course. Conor McGregor, of course, the current world featherweight champion. Everybody feels that Conor McGregor is going to come back, or a lot of people feel he's going to come back and acquit himself well after that first loss. I mean, a loss to Diaz. Of course, he lost fights before, two fights prior. But he thinks he's going to be able to come back here. You know, 75 to 80% of the time, the guy that won the first fight wins the second fight.
Definitely, and it's not going to be a walk in the park, and I think it would be kind of foolish to bet on McGregor. You know, even though there's always a chance, I think it would be foolish to bet on him, because it's just, when you saw that last fight, you know Diaz wasn't prepared. And to be fair, I don't think that Conor came in the best shape either, because he wasn't ready to jump up that much weight. But I definitely think that he had an advantage going into that fight. And now you got a fully trained Nate Diaz who's bigger than Chuck Liddell. Chuck Liddell, who's been retired for a couple years, he looked bigger than him. So that's definitely worrisome if you're in McGregor's camp.
Cadwallader, you like to take advantage of the numbers here. Is there a reason to drop money on Diaz?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we talk about how he kind of shotgunned the match in a way. He's got a full camp this time, and he's got the confidence, but not like Diaz is ever short of confidence, but he's going in with a win already. There's no reason to think he's not going to win again.
I called the training camp on Friday to try to get him on the phone, and he wouldn't get on the phone. And his trainer Caesar, or one of his trainers, Caesar Gracie, was on the phone talking to me, blah, blah, blah. He says, they'll try to get to me next week. We'll see what's happening. And Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, of course, the main event, UFC 202. Anthony Rummel Johnson, the co-main event against Glover Teixeira. Glover Teixeira can punch. How do I know? He broke a bone in my buddy Kyle Kingsbury's face. On the same card, Rick Story and Donald Cerrone. Now, Donald Cerrone, Zach has been complaining. His last fight, he said he got paid the equivalent of a piece of feces. Do you know what he meant by that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, these guys are not getting paid well. And Donald Cerrone, you know, he's been loyal to the company. He stepped in a lot of times on short notice and saved some cards.
And got whooped in some cases and got beat in some cases.
Oh, well, yeah, a few cases. I mean, so Donald Cerrone, I could definitely see why you'd be upset. But he's a guy who's not the greatest with his money. You know, he buys a lot of things that he doesn't really need. But at the same time, I mean, he still should be getting paid better than he is.
Interesting. Dana White, of course, having sold the UFC, says he's going to continue on as their chief officer as far as the face is concerned of the UFC. But I think this lawsuit is going to change everything. When the lawsuit finally gets to court, of course, $4.2 billion. Wow. Think about that just for a second. $4.2 billion. Barcelona, the soccer stadium, soccer team is worth like, I think, 3.6, and Manchester's worth something like 3.6, something like. Anyway, they're real close to there. Of course, the Cowboys are considered the highest value as far as a sports franchise is concerned. They're worth like $4 billion. Now you see it's worth $4.2 billion. Now, let's talk to a man that knows something about the B word, the billion word there. Cadwallader, is this a good investment?
You know, I don't think that it is at that price point. Realistically, with the soccer teams, we'll take for example, you can easily sell merchandise every year, especially in soccer. There's going to be a new jersey, new kits, and there's not just one kit. There's a home, an away, a keeper, a second, an alternate. So, I mean, we're talking upwards 4 or 5 jerseys for a global fan base to buy every year. We'll call it $50 a pop. Well, that's a ton of income and revenue right there. The UFC doesn't quite have the same marketing advantage. While they do have the star names that they can market, in terms of merchandise, I would wager a lot of money that the soccer clubs are bringing in a lot more revenue on merchandise than the UFC is capable of doing. And how much more room does the UFC actually have to grow when you consider you have a $4 billion investment obviously, when you spend that amount of money, you want to make at least a quarter of that money back on top. So these guys, I think realistically, are going in expecting to somehow bring the valuation of the UFC up to $5 billion. And that's a huge number when we're already talking $4 billion. And, you know, we look at the Cowboys, and over the last 10 years, I think it's safe to say, I don't have the numbers in front of me, that they haven't jumped $1 billion. They've probably gone up a few hundred. But to think $1 billion raise in company value when the takeover is going to take at least a year before things start to get settled in, I just don't see the room for that kind of growth that would justify spending $4 billion.
Jack, these guys overdosed on Viagra, man. I mean, they got way, way, way too up here. I mean, they shouldn't. You know, somebody the other day, I won't say who it is because he's an economist and he's somewhat well-known, but he told me he thought the UFC, its face value is worth about $1.2 billion. That's like a fourth of what it sold for. Does that surprise you at all, Cadwallader?
What was that last part?
$1.2 billion. As an economist told me, he thought the UFC was worth at a max, especially with this litigation involved with the class action lawsuit brought against them by the former fighters, okay? But the bottom line is, he thinks it's worth $1.2 billion. And I asked him, why could he explain that to me? And he did. He went on. He talked about the merchandise. He talked about the television around the world. He talked about all kinds of things, how the NFL's got it head and shoulders as far as organization is concerned over the UFC, as do the soccer teams in Europe. So he was trying to tell me that if he was to spend this kind of money, he's got a lot of money, but he said he was to spend that kind of money, not that he has it, but he thinks it's worth about $1.2 billion. Are these people that are buying the UFC, are they suckers, Dominic? Are they that stupid or what?
I don't think that they're stupid. I think what it is they got a little too excited about, hey, we can get the UFC. Clearly they're fans. They love what UFC has done. They love the way it's grown. But I don't know if 1.2 is the right number, but I'm going to lean towards his valuation more than my own here since he's an economist. But he's right. And you got to remember, the UFC is also a pay-per-view product, so they're not going to have the same type of television deals that and the backing of major organizations. They're their own entity, and they rely on pay-per-views. So if you it's not easy to have a monster pay-per-view, and if you have a bunch of cards like you did Saturday night, it's gonna be tough to you don't have that backing of a major cable network like these other sports do. I don't see the $4 billion being justified. I really don't. I think they might even lose a little bit of money on this deal.
On the other side of the break, Zach Attack will talk to me about the Brock Lesnar suspension. No, he's not getting suspended by the WWE. It's okay if you take steroids. It's okay if you take steroids. The UFC is a different story. Bottom line is, Zach will be back with that after the break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast. This has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. This is Sports Byline. I am Johnny Taco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Brock Lesnar tested positive for an estrogen blocker. In other words, he was using something to mask the fact that he'd been taking steroids or performance-enhancing drugs, or as we call on this show, Flintstone vitamin, okay? The bottom line is the WWE is not going to suspend him because they say he's a part-time employee, and that part-time employees are not suspended for drug use. Now, Dominic, come on. Talk to me about this. Is Vince crazy or what?
I think this may finally be the straw that allows us to call Vince McMahon a little senile at this point. It's a little absurd to think. I mean, we talked about it in the past, how dangerous it is for somebody that is overly athletic and strong, and the kind of accidental damage they can do in a WWE ring, even if it is staged. And part of Brock's gimmick is that he's a beast and he's a monster, so his job is to destroy when he's in the ring. It does not lend credence to a good image for WWE, especially since his positive test came on such a global scale after his fight at a huge UFC card in his return.
Zach, he's ragging on John Jones for taking the same thing. What's up with Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. You know, it doesn't really seem fair to me. And, you know, I'm not the biggest John Jones fan, but they got busted for the same thing. You got to call it fairly.
Fair is fair. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Of course, Zach Attack Young right there, as was Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez. On the other side of the glass, Mr. Scott Cuddy, the producer, the executive producer here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've got another hour to come. Johnny Talkin' is All-Stars. Charles J. would join us. I was going to have the guys split for the Charles J. interview, but I'll have them stick around because I know Charles J. always likes poking fun at Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Johnny Talkin' is All-Stars live from San Francisco, California, the West Coast.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
As many as 16 people are feared to be dead after a deadly hot air balloon crash in Central Texas. But no one is confirming the numbers. NTSB Public Affairs Director Chris O'Neill says,
it's my understanding that the data is the maximum number of passengers allowed under the federal regulations governing those operations.
Margaret Wiley lives near the site where it happened.
First I heard a whoosh, you know, like a
whooshing sound, and then it just a big ball of fire up, and I'd say it probably got up as high as those lower electric lines. I didn't see the balloon hit. I just heard the popping, and then the next thing I knew is the fireball went up.
State and local law enforcement are securing the site until federal investigators can begin their formal probe tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
San Diego police say they've not determined yet whether their officers were targeted in this week's shooting there. A gun battle took place as officers were checking on gangs Thursday. One officer was killed, another wounded. That officer is awake but has not spoken to investigators yet. Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman spoke to reporters this afternoon.
Until more information becomes available, we're not going to tie it to anything else. And I will tell you is that when that did happen in Dallas, when it happened in Baton Rouge, we practice officer safety every single day, every single night.
The suspected shooter was critically wounded and remains hospitalized. Meanwhile, an Indianapolis police officer faces an attempted murder charge after authorities say he shot a detective investigating a domestic violence incident involving the officer and his estranged wife and then fled to Ohio. The detective was hospitalized in good condition with elbow and back injuries. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and running mate Tim Kaine are hitting important swing states on the campaign trail. Speaking in Johnstown, Pennsylvania today.
He's offering empty promises, and what little we know about his economic policies, from running up our debt to starting trade wars to letting Wall Street run wild, could devastate working families.
Clinton said she's seen the ethic of the American worker while campaigning.
We are visiting places that prove what Americans can do. We are the most productive, competitive workers in the world.
Polls are showing a tightening race between Clinton and Donald Trump in those swing states. So she and Kaine are on a bus tour through the Keystone State and neighboring Ohio. Pope Francis calling on young people to not be couch potatoes, but to take risks as they seek to build a better world. Addressing hundreds of thousands of young pilgrims in Poland, the Pope spoke of a paralysis that comes from seeking convenience and from confusing happiness with a sofa. He told them we didn't come into this world to vegetate, but rather to leave a mark. Finally, tonight's Powerball jackpot will be the fifth largest in the game's history. It's also the eighth largest jackpot ever in the U.S. Ticket holders in 44 states will be hoping to win the $478 million jackpot. Powerball officials say no one's matched all six numbers since May 7th. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The Taco Man, obviously, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, of course, the Sports Byline Studios. The producer tonight, the great Scott Cuddy, straight up, Zach Tag Young and Dominic will join me in a minute, of course, as will, in about 15 from now, we'll talk with the great Charles J, Mr. Plays by JAY.com. So get your questions ready for him. If you want to ever grill a guy as far as a sports genius is concerned, we've got our resident sports genius. He's coming up at 20 minutes past the hour. I'm talking about the great Charles J. Plays by JAY.com. So we've got baseball. We've got Major League Baseball. We've got some basketball. Talk about the NBA. Yeah, NBA happening as well. The NFL didn't get into that too much in hour number one. Combat sports, we did delve into that deeply in hour number one. Of course, combat sports, USC 201, a new welterweight champion, and Robbie Lawler losing the title light to Tyrone Woodley. And, of course, man, Carl Frampton taking out Leo Santa Cruz as the main event on Showtime tonight, emanating from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. So boxing and USC, that's done. Lots of things to talk about. So I've cleared my plate. Want to talk sports? You can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline. I am Johnny Taco.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Don't you really want to know?
Okay, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look. The Miss Cleo DNA test. I don't know. I'm solely searching for the father of your baby. Oh, it's the one that's very unpleasant, okay?
Okay.
And he's also the one that had another girlfriend while he was sleeping with you.
Yes, he did.
Yep, that's him. That's the daddy.
Okay.
But you knew that?
I wasn't sure.
I don't know how. The baby looks just like him.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so you were in denial. Because he has a funny little chin, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and the baby have that same little chin.
Oh, my God. Whew.
The cards can reveal things that you will never see by yourself. Call me now for your free tarot reading.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
What the hell's going on out here?
Saturday, 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 Saturday.
Miss Cleo died this week at the age of 53 from cancer. Guess what? She saw it coming. I'm just kidding. The psychic that she is, of course. Can you believe it that her company at one point in time waived $500 million in fees that were owed them? People owed them $500 million. Good Lord, what kind of money? They must have taken almost $1 billion. And, of course, Cadwallader, you weren't part of that scam, were you?
No. Far more tangible things than fake psychics for where I invest.
The National Football League. I mean, 2016, 2017, Peyton Manning's gone. What's going to happen? What's happening in the NFL right now, Dominic?
Well, you talk about Peyton Manning being gone. We got to start with the Broncos then. They're, I think we can call it a quarterback battle, but I don't know how much of a battle it's going to be with Mark Sanchez leading the way as the likely starter. You thought the Broncos leaned on the defense heavily last year. Well, no matter who suits up behind under center for the Broncos in week one, they're going to be leaning heavily on the defense. I don't think Paxton Lynch is close to being ready to effectively start, so they're going to have to play the game manager role there with Mark Sanchez, which in theory is kind of a frightening thing because it's Mark Sanchez does not have the prettiest of track records in the NFL.
But the bottom line is you keep knocking him week in and week out. I hope this guy's going to make you look bad and have a decent year because he's got a decent team around him.
Yeah, and I think that's the one thing is that he is on a much better team than he's been on in the past. The Jets were not that great of a team. I think the Broncos have a better defense than they did. The Broncos have a solid running game with Ronnie Hillman. They've got a guy like Demaryius Thomas there to catch the ball and Emmanuel Sanders. So there's a much better team, and I think it's going to be similar to what we see with Alex Smith in Kansas City where – the defense is good enough that they're going to game plan so that Mark Sanchez doesn't have to be the man. So I think he'll find some success, but he's still far from any Peyton Manning.
Zach, who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams?
You know, that's a tough one because right now it looks like, you know, they're going to put their who should be their backup in. But I definitely think you got to go with the number one pick, Jared Goff. I don't see why they would, like, you know, wait on that. I think they got to see what they have in him. They got to see if he's NFL ready. And I don't see another reason. Why would you give up all that to get him in the draft if you're going to have him sit on the bench?
Dominic, isn't it about protecting him, though? They don't want to put him in there over his head and get him crushed right away?
Yeah, I think the most glaring example there in the recent past is David Carr with the expansion Texans. Obviously, when you're an expansion team and you have the number one pick, you get the quarterback you want to throw him in there. And David Carr just did not have a very good career. Part of it is talent. Part of it is he never had a chance suiting up for the Texans there. But I do think Jared Goff has a much better chance of being the starting quarterback week one as it stands today than it did maybe a week ago, because Nick Foles was granted his release. So now Jared Goff's really only got to beat Case Keenum. And while Case Keenum did start games for the Rams last season, I think Jared Goff is far more talented. So if Goff's not starting week one, it won't be long before then, assuming he can handle the speed, the adjustments he needs to make in his game to compete at the NFL level, understanding the playbook, the things that come with being a rookie. If the Rams get the idea that he's comfortable enough, I think Jared Goff will be starting by week five.
Zach, are the Rams in the paper every day?
Yeah, I mean, there's a big, you know, following for the Rams. I'm surprised, you know.
Zach, before you were like born, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they were like the studliest team. Roman, I can't think of the guy's name right now. Was a quarterback,
Eric Dickerson.
But Eric Dickerson was a running back. Roman Gabriel was one of their great quarterbacks. I mean, they had some great teams down there. And of course, they went off to St. Louis, and nobody really knows why, except maybe that the team owner had preferred St. Louis over L.A. Of course, L.A. not having a major NFL team for quite a long time now. Now all these teams want to come back to the L.A. market, but it looks like the Rams have struck home. They're back in home. They're in Inglewood. How's the stadium looking when you drive by it?
Well, you know, they're going to be playing at the Coliseum. So this year, in the next few years, they're going to be playing
I'm told they're already, like, building the actual stadium over near that casino.
Oh, yeah, they're nowhere near done, but, I mean, from the specs that you see, it's definitely going to be a state-of-the-art stadium, and probably for a little while, it'll be the best stadium out there, so that's going to be nice, and it kind of feels like the Rams don't really start in L.A. until that stadium was built, you know what I mean? They're going to be playing in the Coliseum, sure, but it's not going to be quite the same as when they have their own stadium.
Dominic, the Sacramento Kings, was their new stadium, was that financed publicly, or did the Loofs or whatever that family name is, whatever the name of the camp, Maloof, something like that. Did they pay for it themselves?
I believe that was mainly financed by the Maloofs, but it's been a while. I know they've had some naming changes, but I'm not 100% sure on that one. Arco or Sleep Train, whatever you want to call it. It's been around a while, so I'm not too familiar with the funding behind the stadium.
And, Zach, they're tearing down another arena, which I announced in, man. The Arco Arena is being torn down. I announced in that Arco Arena like in the 80s and the 90s. No, in the 90s, and then again in the early 2000s, but straight up, two world title fights there, and they're tearing down another arena. I'm getting old. Pretty soon there won't be any arenas left that I played in.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that. I mean, when you think of the Kings, you think of Arco Arena and, like, all those sellouts that they had when the Kings were a playoff team a couple years back, maybe about 10 years ago. So it's crazy to think that that's not going to be there anymore. But I think this new stadium, it'll be more exciting. It's supposed to be in downtown Sacramento, so that should be a nice look for the team.
Let's stick with Sacramento for a minute, because I spent a lot of time in Sacramento, state capital of this of California, of course, being up there with Don Chargan boxing and having some girlfriends up there and things like that. But Sacramento, the Kings, I never really got up for it. Of course, they tried to get a Major League Baseball team in there. That wasn't happening. But the Kings are Sacramento. They tried to move them out a couple of years ago, and that didn't work. Of course, they built this new stadium for them. They're ready to roll with this new stadium. Why can't other communities get the teams? The Maloofs aren't the exception to the rule here, Dominic. All these team owners are billionaires.
Oh, no, I completely agree. The one thing that Sacramento does have going for them is they had room to build.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the case in a lot of these towns, especially if you look at a small small square mileage, high population like San Francisco. It takes some, you know, creativity to get stuff built. That's part of the reason the Niners left, despite the Warriors being able to get a new arena done. So it gets difficult when you get these high population, small size cities. Sacramento did have plenty of space, so it wasn't too much of a stretch or a challenge, really, to get a new stadium, because the people that are in Sacramento, like you said, diehard Kings fans, and I think that's obviously the Warriors seep into Sacramento, but they still love their Kings up there.
But you know, they also do well up there when Uriah Faber was fighting at home. He was drawing, selling that place out. I mean, World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion that he was. I mean, he was filling that place. Sacramento's a sports town. It's just a natural sports town. I've worked up there. I'm telling you the truth, man. All the boxing events I did up there, I went to different. I did do a couple of tennis matches up there. I mean, Sacramento seems to get down for just about anything you put in front of them. And I know why, because it's so goddamn hot, you can't stay in your house. It's like 150. It's like what Zach's going through right now. Zach, is it still hot down there?
Yeah, it's still hot. I mean, today was a little cooler. It was in the 90s.
So is the state burning down then around there or what?
It might be. I mean, there's been a lot of fires in L.A., and I don't even know if you can blame it on a cigarette or something. I think it might just be the sun.
It has nothing to do with global warming. It has nothing to do with the fact that we've had a drought. It has nothing to do with nature. It's all about men. Yeah, right. Anyway, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Charles J. will join us around the bend. We'll talk about the great Charles J. Check out his website, playsbyjay.com. The crew will stay with me. Zach Attack Young, the great Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, of course, Zach Attack, the father of Jasmine. Of course, he's loving that. He's such a great dad. I want to give him his props on the air, being Jazz's dad. Straight up, this is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. If you'd like to join us, the three of us, and the J-Man, you can on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. But I dare you, if you're a turd and you act stupid, you're getting flushed. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
26 minutes past hour, time to play some blind man radio. What I mean by that is, in other words, when I bring in Charles Day in just a couple of minutes, in a minute or so, I will bring him in not knowing what we're going to talk about. And that's sort of cool because it's all about spontaneity and being spontaneous as far as right away, in your face, sports talk radio, of course. Dominic Cadwallader, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Zach Attack?
Oh, always.
Okay, let's welcome the great Charles Day. Charles, how are you, sir?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Gentlemen,
I say that term loosely. I use that term loosely.
You loose? Don't loosely. Loosely. Guess what? The kid bought part of Disney.
He get what? I'm sorry.
The kid bought part of Disney.
Oh, as a place to what? Squat?
I have no idea, man. But he came back like a week ago on this private jet, and he bought part of Disney. They aren't saying nothing, but they tell me that, you know, word is he bought part of. He won't comment on it, but word is that he bought part of Disney. That's where I'm at here.
Okay, I like it.
I like it too, but
no comment.
It doesn't. There's not. But here's what's up. It's nice to say, but it doesn't take us on the private jets. I mean, Zach's still doing the show from the backseat of his 1984 Pontiac Ferraro on that dial-up internet type of thing. So he's not sharing the wealth per se. You feel where I'm coming from on that?
Can we all get hired by ESPN now?
yeah. Wait. There you go, Dominic. Right on, Dominic. Think about that. Anyway, what's on your mind, Mr. J? What's new in your world?
Well, we're looking at baseball, and I think your guys are looking at it too.
Mm-hmm.
If they love baseball, they're wondering what's going to happen by the trade deadline.
Everybody.
Had a couple of big deals going down. One is, I think, has just been consummated with the Milwaukee Brewers and Cleveland Indians. Of course, the Indians leading the AL Central. Looks like they're going to get Jonathan LaCroix, the all-star catcher for Milwaukee. And Washington just picked up Pittsburgh Pirates closer Mark Melancon. So those are two pretty big additions for teams that are looking to win a division title. And there's some other stuff that's in the works.
Interesting. Okay, Dominic, go at it.
Yeah, so baseball, is obviously Andrew Miller's probably the biggest name that's readily available. I would include Chris Sale, but I think the White Sox are a little more inclined to keep him.
Love Chris Sale. I love him.
Okay,
I'm done, but I love him.
Does Andrew Miller get moved at the deadline? There's rumors that the Nationals are willing to give the Yankees Lucas Giolito, their top pitching prospect, the top pitching prospect in baseball. Do the Yankees actually move Andrew Miller?
Well, they could move Andrew Miller, but I don't know if it's going to be to Washington now because they have their closer now, and they're going to have Jonathan Papelbon go on the setup for him. So I don't know that they'd be willing to part with a guy like that. They kind of got Melancon for a short price, at least the way they see it. And Pittsburgh had to unload at this point because of the fact that he'll be a free agent. And obviously they're not going to be in much of a position to go and outbid teams with more money for the guy who has had more saves than anyone in the major leagues for the last 3 years. So Pittsburgh got a couple of guys that they think they can develop as far as pitching prospects. One of the guys they drafted a few years ago. So, they obviously liked him. So I don't think Andrew Miller to the Washington Nationals, but maybe somewhere. And this has brought about some speculation. You know, should the New York Yankees, a team that charges probably more than all of us have in our bank accounts for, well, except for Dominic, for a ticket to sit near the dugout.
Wait. Charles, let me cut. Don't get him going because he'll end up trying to buy a piece of the Yankees. If the Steinbrenners,
all right.
If the Steinbrenners try to sell a piece of the Yankees,
you know what they used to say. There was nothing so limited as being a limited partner of George Steinbrenner. But let me continue to say that, you know, the New York Yankees, with all the money that they take in, are they the kind of team that should be selling off by the trade deadline? Is, you know, as long as they have at least a puncher's chance to get to a playoff spot. You know, that's a good question for Yankee fans to mull over because they've already traded one of those guys out of the bullpen. And, of course, they had that three-headed bullpen. You know, I think they could do with two, and it could give them a shot coming down the stretch to at least get to the wild card. But you could trade Miller now. You are kind of waving a white flag.
Okay. Before I go to Zach, I got to ask you, Steinbrenner was suspended, thrown out of baseball on this day in 1990 by then-Commissioner Fay Vincent. Of course, he came back and... But the Steinbrenner kids are cheap. They don't spend any money. They don't want to spend any money on free agents or nothing. I mean, what's the story with that? They're trying to, like, to build within. You know what I mean? They're trying to go through their farm system and their drafts and that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's not the way the Yankees did things. It's not the way Yankees won those titles.
If you're asking me about that, absolutely not. It isn't the way that they've done it. I mean, when you're the Yankees, you're a little bit different than most of the other teams. If you're talking about a team like we just mentioned, the Pittsburgh Pirates, you don't really have any choice but to either develop through your farm system or pick up undervalued assets and then develop them the way that they have been able to do with some of these pitchers. But the Yankees have spent. They've had the money and they spent. And, of course, it's not always been wise. I don't think that... I mean, Brian McCann is hitting, what, 235 or whatever he's hitting right now. You know, was that a good free agent pickup? I don't know. But if you're talking about guys like, you know, you're talking about a team that's got some aging people there that are occupying spots in the lineup, at least some of the time, like A-Rod or Mark Teixeira, guys are probably shot the way that we would talk about a fighter being shot, you know. And Beltran has been a pleasant surprise for them. They might who want him, but I don't know what they'll get for him.
Interesting. Zach Attack, take it away, baby.
Oh, you know, I mean, what do you think about, like, the Dodgers? How are they hanging in there? Because, I mean, on paper, it doesn't look like they should be where they're at right now. So what do you attribute that success to?
Well, they had a good bullpen, obviously. And it's not as if they've had a lot of people hitting either. And, of course, without Clayton Kershaw in the rotation, they went on a streak and pressured San Francisco, which obviously it's been, I think the bullpen has held together that pitching staff. Nonetheless, they are going to be looking for some help there in the starting rotation because I don't think they know when Kershaw is coming back. So look for them to be thinking about something near the deadline, although the big rumor involving the Dodgers has involved Yasiel Puig and Jay Bruce from the Cincinnati Reds in a possible three-team deal. So they do need some pop, but they also need some pretty steady starting pitching.
What are the where can the Giants get their closer at? Dominic's trying to say that they're going to go low budget. They're going to get somebody off the bottom shelf that nobody on the top shelf is still available. They didn't want to spend when they had the opportunity. What's up with the Giants getting a closer?
Okay, I didn't hear all of that, but I think you were asking me about the Giants and possibly getting a closer. And
yeah.
They do need help in the bullpen. That's the 18th ranked bullpen in the major leagues as far as ERA is concerned. And there are, well, Melancon was available. Andrew Miller is available. What do they have to trade? It's not so much a matter of, you know, how much money you have right now. It's what you've got in terms of prospects to deal. If you're talking about a team that's looking to unload, in other words, if you're looking for a team that is a, you know, there are buyers and there are sellers before the deadline and to decide, you know, exactly what they're going to be. And with this wild card situation, that has really changed things because you have to, as an organization, decide you know, whether you're going to go all out to get to that one-off game.
Mm-hmm.
And that has probably changed thinking of a lot of these teams as they go into this process. I mean, plus there are more teams that might be looking for somebody. Maybe not top shelf guys, but when you look at the Boston Red Sox, they don't know exactly when Craig Kimbrell is coming back. They hope it's going to be in 2 or 3 weeks. They have Koji Uehara, who is also on the shelf. Carson Smith is gone for the year. That's a thin bullpen, a team that has a chance to win the American League East title. So you have teams that are looking for the same thing, that feel they can achieve the same end. It comes down to a matter of what do you have to deal in return.
Good point. Charles J is our guest. We're going to reconnect with him because he's breaking up there on the cell phone. We'll reconnect with Charles J, of course, coming to us from Miami, Florida. The All-Stars will be with me after the break as well. Of course, talking about Dominic Cadwalader-Jimenez and the great, great Zach Attack Young. So straight up, we have open phone lines all around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Very relaxed, very chill, just kicking it here in these Sports Byline studios. Why? I can't tell you. Straight up, this is Sports Byline, live from the city, by the way, San Francisco on the West Coast.
Travelers, you going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm going to like you. I'm going to hang you, but I'm going to like you.
Yeah.
We lean toward the left around here. We live in San Francisco, California, of course, where medical marijuana was first and foremost. Of course, the medical laws were first written here in the city by the bay back in 1993 by my good friend, the great Dennis Perrone. But the bottom line is, you know, we like our weed over here. But Brett Favre was talking today in the paper saying, of course, I'm bringing in Charles Day in just a second, and Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez as well, that Brett Favre was taking as much as 15 Vicodins a day. Back to that thing. They can't smoke weed. It's illegal. They'll be suspended, but they take all the Vicodins they want, Charles. Do we lose
take
Mr.
the hard drugs, I guess, coming out. You know what the real eye-opener for people would be? Watch that movie. It's an old movie, but I think a lot of it probably still rings true today. North Dallas 40. If you can catch that movie somewhere on cable, watch it, because it really does explore a lot of the culture behind the scenes of a football team. And it is written by a former player for the Dallas Cowboys who went through all this. And it will show you how part of the culture is to take the painkillers, whatever they want to give you.
Okay. Are the Warriors going to be a how can I put this? Are they going to gel right away? Is this a super team that's going to go out and win all kinds of games? Are they going to have problems, Charles?
Well, I don't know about problems. I mean, I think that it'll take time. If you're talking about the Warriors, I think it'd take time for them to really get all of their roles straight. But, again, let's talk culture. This is a team that I think is built with a certain culture in mind, and it's a culture of unselfishness. And I think they feel that they have their man in terms of personality in Kevin Durant coming over. And I don't think that he'll ultimately have a whole lot of problems dealing with two other guys on that team who I think are really good pure scorers. And of course you're talking about Curry and Thompson. So I don't, and when you put that lineup on the floor, now you're talking about, if you recall that lineup of death, the death lineup from last season, that gets better. It gets deadlier this season because you're taking Harrison Barnes out of it and you're putting Kevin Durant, and that's an upgrade.
And quite an upgrade. No doubt about that. Now, I got to ask you, let's shift gears just a little bit back to the world of baseball. Performance-enhancing drugs are not as prevalent in baseball as they once were. Is that because the Major League Baseball stepped up, or are guys just being slick?
I think it could be guys being slick. I do. They have stepped up, I guess, too. But, you know, I think that often technology stays ahead of the rules. And if you're talking about people masking something, I think they probably are out there.
Well, that's what Brock Lesnar, both Brock Lesnar and John Jones tested positive for an estrogen blocker, which is something you use when you're coming off a cycle of steroids, and it gets rid of big breasts, which are a result of taking steroids as well. But the bottom line is Brock Lesnar tested positive after this fight. You got paid $2.5 million for this. They're not taking away any of this money that he made. And I don't know if they'll suspend him as far as the UFC is concerned, but the WWE says since he's a part-time employee, he's not subject to drug testing. Does that sound mucked up to you?
Yeah.
I mean, is that a little crazy or what, man?
What is the jurisdiction doing about the Lesnar case?
Well, the USADA is stepping in. I think they will eventually recommend to tell the UFC that they've got to suspend him, and I think it'll go to the...
Was this in Nevada?
Yeah, Nevada. Right.
Yeah, what is Nevada doing?
Well, Nevada's sitting back and waiting on WADA.
Okay.
You know, Nevada's taking a back seat to WADA now. That wasn't the way it was when Chuck Minker and Mark Ratner ran in the athletic commission, was it?
Well, I don't know, but WADA, that is my old friend there, Margaret Goodman, I believe.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Herman Flip, home asking. Now, Dominic, you wanted to say something. You had a question for Mr. J. You buzzed me on that one. Go for it.
All right, I hate to do it, but let's switch gears just one more time. Charles, the Patriots will be without Tom Brady for the first four games of the season. They're still betting favorites in many places in Vegas. Is that the how do you see that in your eyes? Because I think that's maybe at least two games that you can kind of count the Patriots might lose. We know the impact Tom Brady has as a quarterback. Are the Patriots still the prohibitive favorites to win the Super Bowl despite four games of no Tom Brady and potential rust from Tom Brady in his first few games back.
I don't know that they're. I don't know that they are prohibitive favorites to win a Super Bowl, but they're going to be favorites, obviously, and continue to be favorites to win that division. And there are several reasons for it. Number one is that the relative strength of the other teams in the division. I don't know that everybody is looking for the New York Jets to have a repeat season like that. I don't know how much faith there is with the Rex Ryan in Buffalo, a team that went 8-8 last season. And then, of course, you have the Dolphins here who are have added, I think, maybe upgraded the defense, but are still a little bit in flux offensively and have signed some guys that could get, you know, who are injury-prone as their major additions. Also, you got to remember another thing about the Patriots. When Brady got injured that one season, I can't remember exactly what season that was, but you know, they put in a backup quarterback who had not even started in college. I don't know that Matt Castle had played even a game in college. I know he had backed up Carson Palmer and Matt Leiner. And they did well. They did not make the playoffs, but I believe they finished 10-6. And it's because they, you know, have the system. They made it simple, and they did other things to win. I don't think people are pushing the panic button on the Patriots for, I think, looking back to things like that. And that for four games, I think they'll be able to get by. And if they are 2-2 after four games, I think they're in pretty good shape, actually.
All right, before I go to Zach Attack Young, I got to ask you this. Colin Kaepernick says he's with the Niners. He'll be in training camp, of course, this weekend. I think he did start training camp this weekend. He's in the same slot he was like a year ago. He's a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. But is he really, Charles? Is he in? Is he all in with them or what?
Well, he should be. I mean, when you talk about bringing someone like Chip Kelly in as a head coach, this would appear to be the perfect kind of guy to run your offense. I don't know about all the internal strife that might be going on, or even if there is any. But you've got a guy here who knows how to run at least a similar attack to that, can run, can throw it. I mean, Colin Kaepernick is probably one of the better quarterbacks running the football that we've ever seen in the NFL.
Yep.
And obviously, if you recall, Jim Harbaugh, when he inserted him as the quarterback in place of – he could have put Alex Smith back in there, but he tailored an approach to Kaepernick that had this team doing a lot of things that were reminiscent of what Oregon did. So he could thrive. Of course, some of these quarterbacks, coaches either like to sort of domesticate them and make them drop back passers, or sometimes the quarterbacks want to become drop back guys themselves to preserve themselves. Michael Vick, after a while, didn't want to run anymore. He didn't really want to be one of those guys who was running the football a lot to the point where he would approach 1,000 yards because he knew that his body was taking a beating.
Michael Vick, is he going to play football this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, I mean, I heard he was a free agent as of a few weeks ago. Zach, take it away, baby.
Charles, do you think that the L.A. Rams will be a playoff team this year?
I don't. I think that they'll struggle at the quarterback position, whether they're going to go with the option they have now or whether they're going to go with the rookie. And that remains a problem. You know, when you draft a rookie and you know that he is somebody that needs to be developed, you're obviously going to go through growing pain. And they did, you know, obviously they did so here because this was part of the big splash, right, in coming into Los Angeles. So I think we're going to be looking at probably a little bit more of, I would say, you know, maybe a developmental year. What do they got? Case Keenum, is that their basically their option right now at quarterback as they break in Jared Goff? Well, Case Keenum is not going to get this team to the playoffs, and neither is Jared Goff. Is there someone else that's going to get them to the playoffs?
Interesting. All right. That is interesting. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. But looking back to the 49ers, do they have the personnel to run this offense? I mean, I've seen this offense run. He runs these guys to death. Okay, I mean, you've got to be in the best. I think the guys that play for him and run that Chip Kelly offense are the most well conditioned offensive players in the league. I mean, that's a test, Charles.
Yeah, they may not have it this year. I mean, but of course, the pitch ability these coaches coming in is that he might need to get his quote his people in there, and so you might see some transition there with the San Francisco offense. And yes, you mentioned the conditioning part of it. That has been a problem for him in his previous NFL stop. I think it created some division between him and some of his star players over there, including LeSean McCoy, who wound up hating Kelly before very long because he just did not agree with the training methods. So is there a possibility of friction over there? Sure. They have to have more personnel there. It's not so much the type of personnel. They need more personnel.
Interesting. Charles Jay is our guest. His website is playsbyjay.com. Charles, what's up in the morning on the website?
We'll have a play on at least on the Sunday night game in Major League Baseball. We will be looking at, obviously, we might write something up about some of the trade possibilities there. We have the NL Central leading Chicago Cubs going against Seattle in the 8:05 p.m. Eastern time game on ESPN. And so you can expect something to be written up on that for certain.
We have the 2017 NFL season. Believe it or not, they're going to go to going to camp pretty soon if they haven't already started. But the bottom line is, who's going to be the standout this year? I mean, the Carolina Panthers thought they were going to win the Super Bowl last year, and they just floundered. They gave it up to a 38-year-old man that was walking on one leg in Peyton Manning. But I just thought that Cam Newton choked away that Super Bowl title. Can he ever get off that? And who's the choke of the year thus far? Jordan Spieth or Cam Newton, Charles?
The choke of the year?
Yeah.
Well, that would take some thought. I don't know about Cam Newton. I think that always give it to the guy that's out there by himself, you know.
He looked at that ball, Charlie. Zach, weigh in on me. He was looking at that ball. He just sat there and he looked at it. He was mesmerized. He didn't dive on the ball.
Yeah, you know, I get where you're coming from, but I think I'm kind of with Charles. I'd go with Jordan Spieth because he had the lead and he literally threw it away. Cam Newton didn't actually have the lead, so I don't know if we could say it was as much of a choke, although it was a choke.
Cadwallader, weigh in on that one?
Golden State Warriors.
Game 7.
That's my pick.
Why when I mentioned Game 7, it got silent there? You notice that audience that got silent when I mentioned Game 7? Because I stood here all by my lonesome self with no clothes on. The Emperor was naked that night when he said that the Warriors.
I think Oklahoma City was a bigger, if you want to talk about choke art, I think Oklahoma City was bigger than that against Golden State.
They did have it. They had it in the bag, and they let it go.
Yeah, I think that Oklahoma City looked like it had all the matchup advantages, you know, going into Game 5 in that series, and I think they fumbled that away for certain.
Charles, you have a wonderful week. We'll look for you at playsbyjay.com. We'll talk next week. All the best, man. Have a great one.
Thank you, my friend.
The great Charles Jay on Sports Violin. Of course, his website is Plays by Jay. Think about playsbyjay.com, playsbyjay.com. You are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast, and we're live from the left coast to west coast, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I love this part of the show. I love it because I just get to kick back and like say, hey, guys, tell me something I don't know. Dominic, take it away. Tell me.
All right, here we go. The NBA Players Association has agreed, unanimous vote, to fund a health insurance fund for retirees who played at least 3 years. They're the first major sports association to do so, and I think it's absolutely fantastic that they're taking care of their own, and I do expect to see this kind of translate and pave the way, if you will, for other sports to do something similar.
Zachary?
Okay, well, Matt Kemp, you know, he was a Dodgers outfielder a couple years ago. He's now on his way to the Braves, which is kind of incredible to think. I mean, Matt Kemp's still a productive player. Should be interesting to see what he does on the Braves.
Interesting. On this day in 2001, this day in sports history, Corey Stringer of the Minnesota Vikings collapsed during practice. A 27-year-old died later that day because of heat stroke. Man, being pushed out there. Talk about the Chip Kelly offense. And in 1981, the 7-week baseball player strike ended when the players and the union, players union and the leagues came together on free agent compensation. That 1991. Bottom line is, this has been Sports Overnight America. Man, my guys, what can I say? Nothing but praise for you both, man. Straight up, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, Zach Attack Young, have great weekends, guys.
Thank you. You too.
I am the Taco Man. I thank the God on the other side of the glass, Mr. Scott Cuddy outside of that. This has been Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Join us each and every Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific. I'm right here. Johnny talking his all-stars, talking nothing but sports, Mac, a little social issues, and of course, you can catch me Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm Ring Talk Live World right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Sports Byline.